A very good evening. On behalf of Tich 613, we welcome you to Tech 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Yuma, Chaf Vav, Yuma, 26A, pagination, page 51, starting from the third line at the Mishnah. Hapayis HaShlishi, the third raffle, was conducted as Chadoshim LeKetores, new people to do the Ketores. In other words, the other lotteries and assignments for Avoda could be even people who had once upon a time done this Avoda before, but now we wanted Chadoshim LaKetores, only new people. They've never done Ketores before. Skip two lines to the beginning of the Gemara. Tana, we learned, Me'olam Lashana Adamba. A person never repeated doing the Ketores. You only got to do it once in your lifetime. Unless, of course, the Kohen Gadol, he could do it more. But any normal Kohen, we would never allow him to do it more times. My time, what's the reason? Amar Rabbi Chanina said, Mepnei Shema Asheres. Because it makes a person wealthy. And as the expression goes, you got to split the wealth. The opportunity to do Ketores, which makes a person wealthy, we wanted to make sure that other Kohanim would get their chance. So no one ever got to do it twice. Amalei Rav Papa La'Abaye, Rav Papa says to Abaye, my taima, how do you know this? What's your source? Ilema mishum dechsev, if you think maybe because it says Yosimu Ketora be'apecha, that in Parshas Vizos HaBracha, in the section about Levi, it's described that the Leviim, the Kohanim, do the Ketores, Uksiv Basrei, and it says in the next Pasuk, Borech Hashem Chelo, Hashem will bless his wealth. Ihachi, if that's your source, then Ola Nami, the carbon Ola, which is Kolil LaHashem, totally consumed on the Mizbeach, Haksiv, it says about that, V'cholil Al Mizbechecha, and a carbon that is totally brought on the Mizbeach. In fact, that statement, V'cholil Al Mizbechecha, is the statement between the part that talks about the Ketores and the part that says Baruch Hashem Chelo. So it's almost like, of course, Kalulam Mizbechecha should have the same qualities. In any case, what's the question here? If you're going to tell me that the source for Ketores being Me'asheres is the Pasuk of Borech Hashem Chelo that's right there, juxtaposition, one to the other, then Ola should definitely also be Ma'asheres. It should make a person wealthy, based on the same Pasuk, Baruch Hashem Chelo. And as a result, not only number one, should it be Ma'asheres, but it should also have a rule that you're not allowed to do it more than once. Amalei, he answered him, Ha Shechicha V'Halo Shechicha. This one is common, meaning the carbon Ola, and this one is not Shchiach, is not common, referring to Ketores. Now the way Rashi learns is that you're looking at these psukim, and you're seeing the word Borech Hashem Chelo, Hashem blesses his wealth, following a pasuk that describes what Leviim, and Kohanim in particular, do. So you're taking a look at this Pasuk and you're trying to figure out which part of the Pasuk was Borech Hashem Chelo referring to. And since Ketores is not Shchiach, it's only brought every morning and every night, and the Ola, Kolil HaMizbechecha, is a very great and noble and special carbon, but it could be brought voluntarily, very frequently. So Rashi says, what the Gemara is answering, is that it makes sense that Ma'asheres is talking about something that's not so frequent. And the Borech Hashem Chelo is not going on something that any person can do at will, whenever it's convenient, and you're going to call that Ma'asheres. It doesn't make sense. I mean, if everybody was wealthy, then it wouldn't be called wealthy. So the Baruch Hashem Chelo is going on the Ketores, which is more unusual. Tosfos Yeshanim, as well as other Rishonim, learn differently. They learn, you could drop down to the bottom of the page, second line of Tosfos Yeshanim. Tosfos says that yes, Ola will also be ma'asheres, it will also make somebody wealthy. And what the Gemara was making a distinction between Ketores and Ola was not whether it's ma'asheres. They're both ma'asheres, according to Tosfos, which makes it easier to read the word smoothly, that if the middle of the previous pasuk is going to be Baruch Hashem Chelo, then the end of the pasuk should certainly be Baruch Hashem Chelo. They're both ma'asheres. The only difference is, do we have to restrict it because it's ma'asheres to share the wealth? And what the Gemara is answering is that anybody can bring a carbon ola. There's no reason for us to restrict it. If a guy is motivated and he shows up by every lottery and he ends up getting it once, twice, three times, but anyone who wants to bring a carbon ola could bring one. And many Jews are going to bring carbon ola, and a Kohen can bring those carbon ola. There's no big problem. Go grab your ola and grab your ashirus and don't make a big fuss to restrict other people from bringing it. But when it comes to Ketores, there are not so many opportunities, and that's why this restriction of Chadashim leKetores, only new people, and may olam lo shana adamba, no one ever did it twice, that's why all that came into play. So again, according to Rashi, what the Gemara is answering is that Ola is not Ma'asheres, and therefore it has no restriction. Only Ketores is Ma'asheres, makes people wealthy. According to Tosfos Yeshanim, an Ola is also Ma'asheres, but since there's so many of them, we don't have to restrict it. It's only the Ketores Ma'asheres that we had to restrict because it was a very unique type of bracha. There's an amazing practical statement regarding this concept that Ketores is Ma'asheres, which is made by the Noda B'Yehuda in Orachayim Yud. The Noda B'Yehuda Kama says that the reason we recite Ein Kelokeinu, can you absorb this? Your seatbelt on? We recite Ein Kelokeinu before Pitum HaKetores is because Neshalma Parim Sefaseinu, by saying the words of the Ketores, we are invoking that energy and activating that power. It's Ma'asheres. It has the power to make a person wealthy. And therefore, before you become wealthy, we want to make sure that you say, Ein Kelokeinu, there's no one like Hashem, so that you don't become some haughty, wealthy person. So we say, Ein Kelokeinu, there's no one like Hashem, and Hashem is the greatest. And then we get ready. Pitum Akteris, Atzari, Atziporin. Yeah, and we're going to get the bracha of Ashirus. Noda B'Yehuda, that's the sequence of Ein Kelokeinu. It's even brought that some minhagim, the Avud Raham says, they used to say the parsha of the Ketores and Matzei Shabbos together with all the other psukim of V'yiten Lacha, that should give them a good mazel for the new week. Because Pitam Akteris is Ashirus. Now it's interesting, it didn't make it to modern day Ashkenaz minhagim, perhaps because you don't do Ketores at night, and matching it up is a little bit going out on a limb, but there's such a concept that it really does Ashirus. Now, getting even more practical, there's a concept that Sandikaus, to hold the baby during a bris, is the equivalent of bringing Ketores. Perhaps Binyamin Ze'ev, one of the tshuvas, says that it might be based on a Medrash Rabbah in Bamidbar Yudalid Yudbeis, which equates Mila with fragrant scent of the Ketores, of Mordoror, of the Ketores. And somehow it seems to be accepted in much of Jewish literature that holding the baby, Santa Claus, is equated with Ketores, to the point that many say you shouldn't give the same person Sandikaus twice, just like you don't give Ketores twice to a person. What's fascinating, though, is that the Sandik is allowed to accept Sandikaus from a different father for a different baby. We find Rosh Yeshiva that do Sandikaus. There doesn't seem to be a restriction. So there's a beautiful answer that's given by the Noida B'Yehuda that the reason you don't assign it to the same person is because you have something precious and you're not supposed to give that something precious to the same person a second time. It's like giving all your miser to one person. It's improper to do that. You have to spread the wealth. Mm. But if you're not the one assigning it, you assigned only one to one person, and the next time you're going to do it, you're going to assign to someone else. Mm. But there's a different person who wants to assign to him. There's nothing wrong with doing that, because from the perspective of the person assigning it, he's not hoarding it for his brother, for his buddy. He's giving it. But it happens that the same coin ends up getting from multiple people. Just like in the Beis HaMikdash owns the rights to do the Ketores and is going to give it, so it's not going to give it to the same person twice, so no one father should give the same person twice. But again, a different father would be allowed to. Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva that goes a step more lenient. And he says, it's kind of based on him, I don't know if he really says all the words, but basically he equates it with the Karban Ola, and he invokes this Tosfos Yeshanim, that if something is ma'asheres, but it's readily available, so then you don't have to restrict it. Ketores is only twice a day, but a Karban Ola you could bring as often as you want. He wants to considering Sandikaus something like a Karban Ola. It's Ma'asheres, like the Ketores, but it's different than the Ketores in that it happens much more frequently. It's not just twice in all of Klal Yisrael each day. It could happen multiple times each day in the course of Klal Yisrael. And therefore he holds it's not restricted, and you could actually give the same person Sandikaus from the same father, because he equates it with the Karban Ola. Yeshe Koach, have a great evening.